The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific gentleman who's Chicago area born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, percussionist, currently in Milwaukee, attended Marquette University, and went to Los Angeles to record there and back. He also formed The Union and The Core Project. He also appeared in a non-speaking role as Mailboy in Anchorman, the legend Ron Burgundy. He voiced numerous commercials for the Milwaukee Brewers, which one of them won an Emmy. Also host of a podcast called Time and the Mystery Conversation. And he's got a brand new release through Spectre, a music group called Blood and Water. We'll be playing two of the tracks, Anastasia and You Didn't Come Here Alone. Live, ladies and gentlemen, the plus twos in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, the multi-talented Chicago area born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, and percussionist currently in Milwaukee with Blood and Water from Spectrum Music. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Mike Mangione. Mike, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Mike. So you're a Chicago-era born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, and percussionist currently in Milwaukee. You attended Marquette University, went to Los Angeles recording there and back. You also formed The Union and The Car Project. You appeared in non-speaking role as Mailboy in Anchorman, the legend Ron Burgundy. You voiced numerous commercials for Milwaukee Brewers, which one of them won an Emmy. You're also a host of a podcast called Time and the Mystery Conversations with you as well. And you also have a new album called Blood and Water. We'll be playing two of your tracks, Anastasia, and You Didn't Come Here Alone. And before getting all that, Mike, tell us how you first got started.
Oh, man. I first got started basically because my mom wanted me to stop fighting my brothers. So she got me into playing drums as an outlet for my aggression. And my brother started playing guitar. And so early on, we started a little band between he and I, drums and guitar. And, you know, we just play like Hendrix tunes and Zeppelin tunes and stuff like that. It's pretty loud, pretty bad, but that's really where it began.
Mm-hmm. And certainly indeed as well, too. And what was it one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career?
I think the way I engaged music in high school was the biggest influence, because in high school, that's like when music saves your life. You know, it like helps you understand your identity. And when I was really going deep into artists that spoke, that sang of like something bigger, like a deep ache, artists like Dylan or Peter Gabriel or Van Morrison, Emmylou Harris, you know, they just permeated this like mystery. And that, when I engaged with music for the first time that way, that had the deepest impact, because I all of a sudden knew I want to continue having this conversation, and I want to use music to speak, to sit at this table as well. And so that's really kind of where it began. My first engagement with the mystery, I'd say, would be high school.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of my other favorite singers, songwriters, and musicians growing up?
You know, the band that I was growing up with was U2. I got into the grunge stuff because that was my high school. But the ones that really stuck would be like, you know, Dylan, Lenoir, Van Morrison, The Band. Levon Helm specifically has had a big impact on me. So, you know, stuff like that. But I love singers. You know, I love good singers. Paul Simon is one of my favorites. I just love pure voices. Amy Lou Harris, I can't get enough of. So, people like that.
Right. And of course, you're about to be a good voice yourself, too, with Blood and Water. You also did Turabre, and But I've Seen the Stars, Offering, Red Winged, Blackbird Man, and more. 3 days EP. We'll talk more about that, along with Blood and Water featuring the multi-talented Mike Mangione of Spectrum Music. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give an official shout-out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in 4 countries, 2 strangers, 1 target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Zia has garnered great reviews. And Eve 11 and George by Howard celebrities, including Joy Cassidy, Forge Riley, and Mayos. So grab your copy today. For Girls Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com or 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music, along with Podbean, BitChute, Rumble, and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and more. Make sure you take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast, t-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Molson Zia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also t-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Molson Zia. Check it out today and support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. You're here with a multi-talented Chicago area-born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, percussionist, currently in Milwaukee, Mike Mangione, here on The Mike Wagner Show. Before we talk about your Blood and Water release, you also had appeared in a non-speaking role as Mailboy in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. And tell us more about that.
Yeah, I kind of backed into that one. I had a friend that encouraged me to go to her acting agent's tryouts. They're looking for like additional extras, and they thought, my friend said, it'd be a great thing to do while you book tours and all that kind of fun logistics stuff. You can just sit and be an extra because it's like long hours with very little activity. And, yeah, so I signed up, and right away they're like, you'd be great for this new Will Ferrell movie that takes place in the 70s. I was like, absolutely. And then they didn't call me for like 3 months. And I just figured it was dead in the water. But then one day they're like, you show up tomorrow. And I showed up and found out that, yeah, it's a principal extra. So I have a role, but I don't say anything. I just walk around, deliver packages, and hang out with, the cast, which was pretty great.
And of course too, I think about it, make sure you get my mail, also bring my coffee if I do see that movie too. So
there you go,
that's a good thing. You also voiced a number of commercials for Milwaukee Brewers, including one that won an Emmy, and tell us more about that.
The Brewers were trying to create some commercials that kind of similar to a Philadelphia Eagles commercial that came out with Bradley Cooper doing the voice. And they wanted to create like these like exciting preseason, early season, and then special event commercials. And so they asked me to do the voice work, and it was all good. And then one time they asked me to do, on the spot, they asked if I could do an English accent. And I'm not a voice acting guy. I'm a singer. And I couldn't. And that was the last commercial I did. But I think I did like 6 of them. And But they know the Emmy. I didn't even know it won an Emmy. I found out on Facebook.
Huh.
So that wasn't very nice.
And certainly indeed, of course, you'd be a Brewer fan as well, too. And how do you think the Brewers are going to do this year?
You know, I'm a Cubs fan. So I don't, that was the thing, too. I don't think they knew that I was a Cubs fan. But for a long time, they hired me. And then I think maybe they found out and that's why they got canned. I don't know. But I think the Cubs will struggle, you know, but well, it's all right. We're used to struggle.
Well, I think both teams may struggle, may not, but of course it's all baseball as well too, unless we spend money like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Angels and Red Sox, God knows what. So yeah. I guess that's the only way to do it here. And you also forge some music yourself as well too with Tura Bray and also, but I've seen the Stars, Offering, Red Wing, Black Man, Blackbird Man, and also 3 Days EP, and tell us more about those.
Yeah, just over the years, I've had different versions of myself, and we've always, I love chronicling albums. I always see as kind of a capturing of a moment. You know, so the songs, they evolve after a record is made, so you might have it one way on a record, and then over time, it just kind of evolves a little bit, and that's cool. And that's just the reality. So I always look at records as like little snippets, like little photos of that moment. And I always try to record them really live and natural, you know, not a lot of overdubs. So, I always feel like I have more records. But when I hear how many there are, I'm surprised. I feel like there should be a lot more. But, it is what it is. But my mom still likes all the records, so that says something.
Mm-hmm. Especially you formed the Union and the Core Project, so it's not just a solo project. You also formed a couple of bands as well, too, from the beginning.
Yeah. The Union, the Core Project is something else. It's the Union and the Kin. And the Union was, the Union was, it lasted for about 6 years. And then they disbanded and we started something called the Kin. And that was the Kin because there was, my brother and myself in the band, and then, two sisters, the Shanti and Monique Ross sisters. And now they're Sister Strings. They're playing with Brandi Carlile now, but they started with us. And that was the Kin. It was, the two sisters and brothers. So. Yeah, and then right now I just have a band called The Band. I don't really have a name for it.
You still know how to keep going as well, too. And we'll talk about your release as well, too, Blood and Water. And we'll be playing Anastasia in just 1 minute, along with You Didn't Come Here, along with Spectrum Music Group's Mike Mangione. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented Mike Mangione of Spectrum Music and Blood and Water after this time out.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to The Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with the amazing Chicago area born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, percussionist, currently in Milwaukee. Mike Mangione here on the Mike Wagner Show. Right now, here's one of the tracks from the latest Blood and Water release. Here's Anastasia from Mike Mangione on the Mike Wagner Show. Great song, Anastasia from Blood and Water. That was Mike Mangione on the Mike Wagner Show. Tell us more about that song, Anastasia, and what inspired you to write it.
Yeah, Anastasia is probably my favorite from the last record. It just kind of started off with the melody. I found the melody and I sat with it for a long time. And sometimes, you know, it's cliche, but, you know, lyrics can be married to melodies sometimes. And this, I kept on being drawn to the Don't You Go, Anastasia. With that melody, I kept coming back to those lyrics. And so the song kind of developed out of that, just kind of that little egg, that little seed. But it's a song of longing. It's a song of relationship and, you know, trying to get back to a place that once was and maybe won't ever be again. And it just sounds cool, I think. It's danceable too, which a lot of my music is not very danceable, so that's an accomplishment.
Hmm. It does sound like an accomplishment. It's getting a good amount of airplay as well, too. And also, he didn't come here alone. We'll be playing that at the end of the show. Tell us more about that and what inspired you to write that.
That was it was written kind of different than how it was recorded. It was written more like a ballad and kind of like a multi-verse lamenting Dylan song, you know, like a Subterranean Homesick Blues or something from like Highway 61, which is vignettes. Like he'd always make these verses of like packed vignettes. And so I wanted to do something like that. And when I brought that into with the producer and the guys that I was working with, we started playing around with the tempo and we actually landed on, well, what if we made it more like the Stuck in the Middle with You, you know, met with a Manfred Mann. Yeah, that song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if we gave it more of like a jolting kind of trotting rhythm? And so that's the angle we took, and that's what you got. So it is what it is. You know, it's a fun song. A lot of words.
And certainly it does sound a lot of fun. And if there's other songs you want to talk about from Blood and Water and other songs from your other releases, tell us more about those and what inspired you to write them as well. So feel free to talk about some of the other music.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, the albums are all vignettes. And I think what's kind of been fun for me is, you know, I have there's There and Back from 05 and then Tenebrae, Offering, Red Wing, and then a few more. And each one of them, there's just a little different ingredient that I was working with. And it's kind of fun to listen. You hear a lot of like evolution throughout the process. So I don't know if it's because I'm getting older that I've started to think this way, but it's, you know, I'm happy with all the records that we've got and the people we've worked with in the past. This new one is by far, I think, the best. And the people that worked on it from, you know, Byron Isaacs from the Lumineers, he's the bass, playing bass, and Larry Campbell's producing it and playing on it, and Justin Gwiff from Hot Tuna. It's just a stacked roster of guys that put their heads together and created something in the moment. And I'm really excited about it. I hope people enjoy it as much as I do.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you also expand to being a podcast host as well, too, called Time and the Mystery Conversations. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so that was, I actually have not done an interview in a while, so that one's still available. But I just got so tired of traveling and not having anything to do with my time during the day. So I was like, you know, I know a handful of people that I can start with, and I just thought, why don't I just sit with them and talk to them about that thing beyond the material of the art, like the transcendental quality of art. And that's what I did. And so I great art, you know, everybody from Jim Gaffigan to Modest Yahoo to AJ, baseball player. So I like, you know, it wasn't just artists. It was every kind of profession, but specifically a profession where somebody had to get in front. They're a public figure to some degree. So I had like archbishops and, you know, just kind of a bunch of different kinds of people. It was fun, but it's a lot of work, man. So I stopped for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, we're looking forward to, you know, hearing your podcast. What you got? Where can we find your podcast? Where can we find your latest release, Blood and Water? And where can we find all your works at, Mike?
Well, it's on all streaming platforms, but, you know, Spotify and all that stuff. But my website is the great hub. You know, it's just mikemangione.com. Yeah, it's a good place to find everything.
And what's your website again?
It's MikeMangione.com. M-A-N-G-I-O-N-E.
MangiOne.com. We will certainly check that out for all your works. Once again, we're with the Chicago area born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, percussionist, currently in Milwaukee, Mike Mangione, Spectrum Music here on the Mike Wagner Show. We'll be playing You Didn't Come Here Alone at the end of the interview. And just a few more things, Mike. What else can you expect me in 2024 and beyond?
Well, another record. I just want to record more. I'm in a writing phase now. And so I'm just gearing up for the next effort. But on the last, you know, for this current record, I'd say the videos, like check out on YouTube. I have a channel. It's, the handle is just at Mangione Music. And, you know, there's a lot of, I'm trying to do a lot more visual stuff with the music, give it some other kind of experience. And so, you know, there's some great videos of the two songs that you played on your show tonight. But there's other videos, and there'll be more coming out as, you know, as the months go on. So that's kind of what I'm most excited about is adding, you know, including the visuals.
All right. Video. We'll certainly check that out as well, too, including baseball season as well, too. Milwaukee, Chicago, and all between as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them something to do. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
Biggest influence?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, that'd probably be my wife. Probably my wife. But like a celebrity, like other people know.
It can be just in general.
Dylan's my guy. Dylan. I can't ever walk away from Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm. And of course he's one of the legends as well. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
At this point?
Yes.
Oh man. It's everybody's hurting, so just keep going forward, and we'll get through this together.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as well, too. Once again, with Chicago area-born Americana folk artist, singer, songwriter, percussionist, currently in Milwaukee, Mike Mangione of Blood and Water, featuring Anastasia, and You Didn't Come Here Alone from Spectrum Music here on the Mike Wagner Show. Mike, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We love having you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your music?
Yeah, definitely. Check out the music at my website, MikeMangione.com, Mangione.com. But then, you know, Instagram, I'm there. I'm on Spotify, all that stuff. The YouTube channel. Check out the YouTube. Subscribe there. That's great. Great fun. So everywhere.
All right, we'll certainly do that. Once again, Mike, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. We wish you all the best. And Mike, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Mike.
A flag or a key or something someone holds above your head on your knees, and you don't have to try so hard to please. So go take a nap and come back to me. Yeah, but it's buried in the clay, and it's brutal and it's quick, and every heart. far from home. Shepherds are the wolves who treat the faithful like clowns. But before you grab a stone, know behind every eye is a story that if you knew it would break you to cry. Some things you are meant for, but some meant for you. Be vigilant to the difference and rehearse what they do. And grasp at the heels, but know your own shoes. And give where you need it, please don't give where you choose. And some days are the whistle, and some days the blues. Some days you need power, but you kick out the fuse. Yeah, that's a lot I know, but hold on. Don't fear, carry on. Though it feels you're far from home. Oh, you don't come alone. Strengthens the will. Oh, that's a lot I know, but hold on. Don't fear, carry on. Though it feels you're far from home. Oh, you call me along.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host, and I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written, it's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm gonna highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.